Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
Well, that's right, and things are going so incredible this morning. I mean, we just had the chairman of Flexjet, $1.6 billion company, sharing with us the secret of how he got to be the chairman and amazing things going on at Flexjet.com. Later on, we're going to have the famous chef, celebrity chef, that's ChefZipporah.com. But remember I told you it's all about flight today. Well, are we ready to fly again? Our next guest, and this is what's so cool, too, is the grandson of Donald Hall. Now, you may be going, maybe that sounds a little bit familiar. I think I might have learned his name in school. Well, he was the chief engineer for the Spirit of St. Louis. This is that famous flight across Atlantic in which Charles Lindbergh flew from New York to Paris, France. And our next hero is Nova Hall. Now, we like to call him Supernova because he's doing so much for the community. In fact, what we're most excited today is, well, let's have you share the secret because there's a huge anniversary coming up. Nova, what is that?
Well, May 20th is the 90th anniversary of the flight of the Spirit of St. Louis. And that is, what, 6 weeks away.
And you could reach Nova by going to flyingovertime.org. Now, let's talk a little bit more about your project because you have so much that's going on, but share with us the details of what's really happening.
Well, one of the primary projects that has been fueling a huge amount of development is a brand new book. December 7th is actually my grandfather's birthday, and we will be coming out with a brand new book that entails and goes into the man behind the Spirit of St. Louis. Most people don't know about him. And there are all kinds of reasons why, all kinds of understandings. He was a brilliant engineer, but oftentimes you don't know about the engineer. You learn about the pilot. You learn about the people who are running the things. He was an entrepreneur as well, which is one of the things that I've discovered even in the last 6 to 7 weeks.
Right. And you certainly can't fly without an engineer to be able to build the plane.
No.
Now, tell us, as a child, how did you come across knowing, first of all, when was the first time that you knew that you were the grandson of this famous engineer and that, and then how did things transpire from there?
Well, one of the fascinating things is I remember watching The Spirit of St. Louis with Jimmy Stewart. I was probably 5 or 6 years old, and I remember it got to this portion where Lindbergh is landing in Paris, and they quickly shoot back to this man who's jumping up and down in this other place, probably San Diego, with a pillow, and the feathers are flying everywhere because he's so excited that Charles Lindbergh has made it. And so my immediate recollection was that my grandfather is a crazy man.
Now, you're part of Alliances, and you and I have had many conversations in that. You're very highly respected in front of with Alliances and certainly in our community in that. But I want to ask you, and hopefully you don't mind me asking this, though, let's share the secret here. Is let's talk about your parents' garage and what was discovered there.
So in 1999, I was going through my garage. I had dropped out of NEU to take care of my father. He was not very well. And I was in the garage trying to decide what to keep and what not to keep. And that's when I reached out and I moved a box. And there behind that box was this old, weathered World War I era steamer trunk. It had his initials on the side. It was locked. It was rusted. I'd never seen it before. I knew that there was parts of the collection, but I really had no idea, no conception of what was actually there. It was after I went in to talk to my father, and he said, go ahead and open it, that I went outside with a crowbar, my grandfather's crowbar, and I popped the lock. Inside, the missing blueprints, the photographs, the negatives, film footage, documents. Grandfather had saved everything, and he had chosen to not pass it on to a museum. The reason why I'm writing this book now is to discover why did he not pass on this collection, and there's a reason.
I mean, that's just incredible. I wish I was there at that time to see that because it just must have been just such an incredible discovery. And we're talking with Nova Hall. You could reach him at flyingovertime.org. He is the founder of flyingovertime.org. virtualexperience.org, the virtual experience highlighting the 90th anniversary of the Spirit of St. Louis. And he is the grandson of Donald Hall, the famous engineer. If it wasn't for him, the Spirit of St. Louis wouldn't have been built. And you're listening to me, David Kogan with Alliances, having the privilege to be able to interview our heroes. You may be able to also to go to alliances.com, E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com, and we'll have the interview on there. In fact, Nova, you're part of Alliances, and you've been to various experiences in that. Share with us why you're part of the community.
Well, when it comes down to it, entrepreneurship is where my passion is. Leadership, many years ago, I joined Toastmasters. I was terrified of speaking, public speaking, speaking on the radio, even like this. Might have made me too nervous. Toastmasters got me to a certain point, which then brought me into, eventually, Alliances. And Alliances is about stepping up and creating a better world. That's what I love about Alliances.
And we love having you. We've had Reeve Lindbergh on our show. In fact, she's the daughter of Charles and Ann Lindbergh, who spoke very highly of you. I mean, Reeve just went on and on about just what incredible person you are. And again, she's the daughter of Charles Lindbergh. If we had Charles Lindbergh here today, what would you want to ask him?
Gosh, you know, David, that question, I have so many of those questions, especially as I've been focusing on the book. I would like to ask questions specific to some of the letters that I've recently discovered. What were the details? Why was he reaching out to these individuals? I don't want to tell you too much because this is all going to be in the book. So,
and I can't wait.
If I tell you the questions, then you'll know where the book's going to go.
I love it. So that's why you got to go ahead and make sure that you go to his website, because when the book's out, it's going to be there, flyingovertime.org. That's flyingovertime.org. And of course, we'll have it on our website, alliances.com, E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com. Now, Nova, I know that family is very important to you. In fact, your daughter is ever so present in many of your activities. Explain how you intend to help really, how you've developed that bond, that solid family bond, and how your mission with Spirit of St. Louis feeds that.
Well, children need to go and be around aircraft. What I've found with my daughter in particular, when I just take her to air shows, and we can't stop looking at engines and aircraft as they're flying overhead. We need more kids to get into aviation and to follow those STEM careers in particular. So actually what Flying Over Time was created to do was to create this kind of this pipeline to get more young people into aviation, because it's the whole aviation industry is changing. It's completely changing. Now some of the electives that are so popular at like Emory-Riddle University and various other aeronautical engineers universities include drones, include flying aircraft, include emails, like what Ken was saying before. The whole industry is shifting and changing. General aviation is morphing into something new, and I can't wait to see exactly what happens to it.
How exciting, very exciting. And thank you, too, to Keith Thorson from Win-Win Investment Planning for nominating you, Nova Hall, to be on our show. You can learn more by going to winwininvestment.com. That's winwininvestment.com to learn more. Well, I got to tell you, Nova, you bring joy and education to others with your Flying Over Time programs, your STEM contributions. We're excited to have you here. Nova Hall, make sure you go to flyingovertime.org. I'm ready to go there now. When we return, we're going to have the famous celebrity chef, Chef Zipporah, who cooks for famous people and also not so famous people like me, David Kogan with Alliances.